I want to break free from constantly thinking about how people might react to my decisions, whether they like it or not, what they think of me. How do I let go of these thoughts when they lay heavy on my heart?
Well, the first thing you do is pray. And obviously, if we're overly concerned about what other people think, then there's a lack of knowing who you are in Christ, mm-hmm. or knowing the worth and value that you have in Christ. Like, I remember a long time ago, one time God put on my heart, you know, are you more concerned about your reputation with people or your reputation with me? And so we obviously need to be much more concerned about our reputation in heaven than here on earth. And so many people, myself included, I got in this same trap and I did all kinds of things for wrong motives because of what people would think or wouldn't think. And it's just no way to live. And I think, to me, the Word of God is always the answer. Anything that I have freedom from, any bad thing that I have freedom from, mm-hmm. came through studying the Word in that area over and over and over and over. And I think a lot of people still just really, they don't know who they are in Christ. And so they lack confidence. They feel insecure. So they get overly concerned about what other people think of them. And, you know, it's the truth that makes us free. And so, you know, when I say to somebody, well, you know, if you feel that way, then you lack confidence. Sometimes people don't like to admit that, but facing the truth, even though truth is sometimes painful,
right,
is the only way. You can't get to where you need to be if you won't face where you are.
Yeah.
So I would say to Mel, was that her name? Mm-hmm. I would say to really do an honest assessment of how you feel about yourself. You know, do you get your worth and value from what other people think? Mm-hmm. Or have you grown, or at least are you growing in knowing who you are in Christ and caring much more about what He thinks than you do what people think?
Yeah.
And I know I talk about the Word all the time, but I'm telling you, the Word has power in it. There's inherent power in the Word. That means that, you know, the words that we're speaking when we're doing what we're doing right now, they may sound like ordinary words, but they're different because they're words, they're God's words. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the Word made flesh who came to dwell among us. So we're literally like speaking Jesus to people or ministering Jesus to people. And that's what sets us free.
Yeah. And what she's talking about is something we all deal with.
Everybody deals with
that. You know, what do they think of me? Those types of questions come along. So I appreciate what you're saying. It's about where do we go with those questions when they drop into our mind?
I think that you always have to go back to the Word of God. You have to really ask yourself. You know, asking yourself, why do I feel this way, is a pretty good thing to ask. Or at least in prayer, ask God, why do I feel this way?
Yeah.
Why is this such a huge problem for me? And you'd be surprised sometimes the answers that God gives you they're not all soft and fluffy and
I've found that to be true.
Feel good, but you know, it is the truth.
Yeah.
It will make you free. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.